Lord, as we have read these words from your holy scriptures, how exciting and frightening and awesome it must have been on that first Christian Pentecost. Bewildering for some. But Lord, we just come today seeking that type of ecstasy that was taking place with those disciples. We pray that your Spirit will open our minds, our hearts, to receive a word from you, and will then open our hands and our mouths that we may speak and do good deeds according to your will. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. How many times in your life have you said, "I do"? Probably one that comes most readily to mind for those who are or have been married is standing before a minister, responding to the questions, "Do you take this woman or man to be your wife or husband, to live together in the holy bond of marriage, to love, comfort, honor, and keep her or him, and forsaking all others to be faithful to her or him as long as you both shall live?" But there are other scenarios where some of us may have uttered the same response. In the courtroom, "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" Perhaps when being questioned by a police officer, you have the right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to have an attorney present during questioning. Do you understand these rights as I have explained them to you? Many of us have stood in a church baptistry or an outdoor body of water and responded with these words to the following questions. Do you publicly proclaim your acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And do you promise to follow him every day of your life? When parents bring their children for dedication, they are asked, "Do you promise that you will teach your children about the Christian faith? And do you seek to lead them into a living relationship with Jesus Christ?" And we as a congregation are asked, "Do you accept the responsibility together with these parents to pray for and teach these children that they may be brought to full maturity in Jesus Christ?" In the coming weeks of June, we will hear baptismal candidates and parents answer those questions. In addition, we will witness two people stand before this congregation and respond to the question, "Having heard the duties and responsibilities of church membership, do you promise to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ and to serve him gladly in this congregation?" And we, who are already members of this church, will be asked, "Do you promise to give them your love and encouragement as they grow in their Christian life and commitment?" I do. Two very small words that contain many expectations and responsibilities. In the instances I just mentioned, whenever we respond, "I do," our future actions and words are measured by the promises we make. Loving someone and forsaking all others, telling the truth, no matter how much it may hurt ourselves or someone else, following Jesus' example and teaching in our lives every day, providing religious training for the youngest in our church family, and contributing our time, talent, and treasure to this congregation for its ministry and mission and the nurture and development of its members. When we say, "I do," great things are expected of us, and our lives may never be the same again. In this morning's scripture, we find the Holy Spirit being given to the believers who were gathered in Jerusalem and waiting for its arrival. Jesus had told them, "The Holy Spirit will come and help you, because the Father will send the Spirit to take my place." The Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of what I have said while I was with you. Then you will also tell others about me. Don't leave Jerusalem yet. Wait here for the Father to give you the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you power. Then you will tell everyone about me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and everywhere in all the world. When the Spirit came, the disciples were empowered to speak, baptize, and heal in the name of Jesus. Imagine being a visitor to Jerusalem for a festival and hearing strangers speaking in your own language. A common bond was established. And through Peter's powerful and Spirit-filled words, 3,000 people believed the message that Jesus, the Son of God, had come to earth, been killed and resurrected for each of them. And their response to that belief was their willingness to say, "I do," when Peter asked who wanted to be baptized. Just imagine for a moment, every seat in this sanctuary being filled 3 times over. That's how many people said, "I do," on that first Christian Pentecost. Many of us here today have heard this same message and responded with, "I do," and been baptized. But baptism is not an end in itself. It's really a new beginning. After saying "I do" and being baptized, we now have the responsibilities of obeying Jesus' teachings and following his example. And the good thing is that we don't have to do it alone. The Holy Spirit is available to guide us, and the church was established to support and nurture new believers, as well as continue telling the message about Jesus Christ to those who have already heard it. When we say "I do" to the invitation to join the church, there are also added expectations. As I mentioned earlier, later this month, we will welcome 2 new people into membership. And as we do this, I will be reminding them and us of the 5 sweet peas of church membership, that members are to be present and participating, praying, peaceful and patient, as well as paying. The book of Acts tells us that members in the early church often met together and they shared everything they had. Day after day they met together in the temple. They broke bread together in different homes and shared their food happily and freely while praising God. Each day the Lord added to their group others who were saved. Many of us here today have responded, "I do," to the invitation to join this church. For some, it was several decades ago, while for others, it may have been only a few years. This morning, I challenge you to examine your pattern of membership. How many of those 5 sweet peas can you claim? Some here this morning may not have decided to make a commitment to church membership, and that is perfectly acceptable. Saying "I do" is a big responsibility with several expectations. Today is Pentecost Sunday, the day we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus' disciples and the birth of the Christian church. Historically, because Acts chapter 2, verse 41 records 3,000 people being baptized, Pentecost was a time in the Christian church when people were baptized, when candidates who were probably not maybe ready for on Easter Sunday, that they waited until Pentecost and were baptized on that day. By the 8th century, Pentecost often went by the name Whit Sunday. White was the color of the robes worn by those who were baptized that day. And in cold climates with outdoor baptism, Not as many were baptized at Easter. Many waited until Pentecost or Whit Sunday. Today is a day of remembrance and a day of recommitment. The Holy Spirit came not only on that first Pentecost, but continues to come in our lives today with power to renew us. And on this Pentecost, my prayer is that the Spirit will guide each of us as we consider the promises that we have made or are considering making and our subsequent actions. God called this local church into being almost 214 years ago. It took determination, courage, and perseverance on the part of our church's founders to stand up to the religious persecution of that day. Our ancestors were empowered to do great things for God, to be a spiritual presence in the Malden community. That goal has never changed. The people have, but the task has not. Our ancestors have passed the torch on to us to continue the ministry and the mission of this church. If you have been a part of our past, then I say thank you. And now is the time to turn from reflecting on the past to looking toward the future. God is calling each one of us to become more involved in this congregation. Remembering the weight and importance of those two small words, the question is, do you want to commit or recommit yourself? If you truly want to, the answer is, I do. Let's pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Enter our lives. Free us from all fear. Give us strength to carry on. Give us hope and joy sufficient of each day. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Give us the power to be the church. Impart your many gifts to our members that we may be the body of Christ's presence in the world. Remove our apathy and renew our life together. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Bind us close together. May we rejoice with one another's joys and weep with one another's sorrows. Bind us together not only with the sheep of this fold, but all of Christ's people around this city and throughout the world. Forgive the pride, prejudice, and self-righteousness which separates us from one another. Come, Holy Spirit, come, that all may be one in Christ. Source of all true unity, who is with us today and always, even to the end of time. Amen.